Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
One to really care about what other people think, and definitely not about me. But I am starting to wonder if they might think I'm crazy, or at least a little bit weird. Because I've been doing this one thing over and over, and the locals are definitely starting to notice. It's the welcome to superstition sign. Well, more accurately, it's the sentence beneath it. Where anything can happen. I keep coming out here to read those words because so much has happened. And it all started with a key to a mysterious motel room, and then a lot of driving. A fucking lot of driving. And then the whole Kate Millay thing, and the cop saying she wasn't really missing, but she really was. And then I found her and got stabbed, and she saved my ass, and then Izzy got us out alive, and then before I knew it, the Jack St. James Detective Agency wasn't just a jumble of words that came out of my mouth, but a real place. A real thing. And I'm like a real private detective now, I guess. I mean, Izzy got me the hat, so I'm legit now. And It's all so fucking unbelievable. So that's why I keep driving out to that town sign to read those words. Also, because of what happened to me before I even took my first case at the Jack St. James Detective Agency. Weird things happen in superstition. Weird things that aren't possible elsewhere. The walls between believable and unbelievable are thin here. And sometimes there's crossover, whether you admit it's happening or not. There are those that deny it and try to keep on having normal lives. There are those that admit this shit is happening and try to deal with it. And then there are those that cause it, like Simon Millay, who didn't really understand what he was doing, but thought he was doing it for the right reasons. And then something crossed over from the other side. Simon made that happen. And sometimes things just cross over, like Monica did.
Okay, this is a new one. I'm in a town called Superstition, in the blistering state of Arizona. It looks to be around early 21st century, but the place has a feel about it. There's history here, like centuries of it. It's worn into the fabric of this town. Its buildings just exude it. Time's taken its toll here, but there's still a lot of life. Plenty of fucking vitality. I can definitely see how someone could grow to like it here. There's a harshness, but also charm. What does the quaint town of Superstition have to offer Monica Chase? The name is definitely weird, even for a town in the States. But it's definitely making me curious. What's behind it all? Is it a cool name because some white dude way back when thought it would be a good name? Or did it get this name because weird shit happens here? With how I've described the town already, my money's on the latter. What with how... Wait, what the fuck was that? Damn, it's gone now. There's another one. Is that a fucking ghost? Shit! It is! And it just looked at me and kept on moving. Oh, okay, good. That's good. I'm still not over all that banshee business, so keep going, incorporeal spirits. Nothing to see here. What is up with Superstition? Oh, shit, that gal saw me. Did I say the word ghost out loud? I don't remember. Maybe? And now she's coming over. Just fucking fabulous.
Are you okay?
Yeah, why?
You just yelled a fucking ghost.
Oh, okay. I can see why you thought I might need help.
Because you saw a ghost.
I did? Did I? I'm not sure. I saw something. I guess it could have been a ghost or maybe just a figment of my imagination or fog.
It's just afternoon. This is Arizona. That's not how fog works. You saw a ghost, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess I did. It looked right at me and then kept on going down the street, which was fine by me. So you believe me?
Damn right I do. This is Superstition, after all. This is the one place where weird can be an everyday thing.
I can think of another place, actually.
You're not from here, are you? I haven't seen you around. This isn't a very big town, and new faces are kind of hard to miss. Especially yours.
You got me. I'm from far away from here.
Far? How far is far?
You know what? I'm gonna level with you. You believe in ghosts. You say superstition is weird. So I'm guessing you've seen some serious shit. Shit that can't easily be explained. So I'm going to give you my backstory.
Hit me.
I'm a time traveler of sorts, passing through doors to other worlds in space and time. I'm trying to find my guy, Jake Fisher. He's also a time traveler, but screwed up, and now he's kind of lost in time, traveling from place to place. And I'm trying to find him so we can get back to the place where this all started, a strange town called Ostium.
That's what you meant by another place?
Yep.
Okay, well, the good news is it's afternoon. Wanna get a drink?
That sounds fucking fantastic.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
We start with tequila shots, which I was surprised at for like half a second. Then we clink glasses and down the hatch it went. Man, that was some good shit. I can't remember the last time I've taken a shot, but it's been too fucking long, that's for sure. I join Jack in a round of Crown and Cokes after, though I also take a look at the menu and order an enchilada. All this alcohol and the little amount of food I've had since this wild ride started means I'll have trouble even finding the next ostium door, let alone going through it. I know I'm feeling the buzz because I feed her a really shitting line. So, do you prefer, or are you also partial to a Jack and Coke?
I'm really not picky. Take what I can get, usually. In fact, some people have said I'm experimental. But I'm assuming you're just talking about how I like to drink my booze, right?
Jesus, I really need to eat something. My mouth is just running itself. Sorry, Jack. I was talking terrible. How about we talk more about superstition? How did you end up in this weird fucking town?
A 15-year-old scavenger hunt clue led me here. And then my private eye smarts helped me find that girl.
Jack points to a poster pinned to a board behind the bar. It's then I really take it in. The whole board is full of missing persons posters. What the fuck is with this town? The poster that Jack is pointing to is at one end and separate from the rest. The girl is Kate Millay. Above the poster, someone has written "found" in big letters with permanent marker. Judging by the rest of the posters, you did something special?
Yeah, I'm kind of the town hero right now. All it cost me was a knife to the stomach.
Ouch.
I survived.
So I really saw a ghost earlier?
Yes, that was a ghost. Or something of the supernatural persuasion.
So that sort of thing happens a lot in this town.
Sorta. There's a lot of unexplained stuff that goes on here. Why is anybody's guess. Maybe they're the ghosts of the people that once lived here. That's been known to happen. Or, I mean, you ended up here. Are they maybe something that slipped through from another realm?
Could they be from another world? Possibly from somewhere or someone I visited?
If you find out, let me know. I'm just trying to help the living. In superstition, people disappear. Sometimes for a short time, sometimes for a long time. And sometimes they don't come back. I'm trying to change that and help those that need help. My job is to find those people, I guess.
Which is fucking awesome. And that's not just the booze talking. I'm being serious here. The fact that there's someone like you doing good.
Trying to, at least.
No, you are. It gives me hope, which I can really use right now. If I'm ever going to make it back to Ostium and find Jake. But after meeting you, it's given me confidence that I will.
Thank you. You know, you've got chutzpah, Monica.
I think that's a compliment. It's too bad I have to go. I'm not sure about living in superstition, but I'm sure we would have some good times.
Yeah, we would. You got time to eat, right?
Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere before I destroy that enchilada.
And another drink?
Why not? One for the road.
We have that last drink. And Monica does destroy her meal. That girl can sure eat. But after hearing her story, it sounds like it's been a while since she ate. She tells me she needs a memento from this world she's visiting. My world. Something small but significant. I can't think of anything. And then I look at the counter. I hand her a Lady in White bar coaster. It's a creepy ghost lady in a white dress holding a tankard of ale or lager or something. The name of the bar curves around her head. Beneath her, it says, Superstition AZ.
That's perfect. Thank you. Time to go through another door.
We say our goodbyes and I follow her over to the bar's nasty back bathroom. I'm wondering what the hell she's up to, but it's the door she's chosen. She says she knows it's this one. Then she gives me a quick hug, which I gladly return. Not looking back, she opens the door and steps through. It closes. For just a second, I see something on the other side that definitely wasn't a restroom. Ugh, I think I need another drink. Before I can start feeling sad about losing Monica, I see Izzy looking at me across the room in her certain way. can't help smiling as I walk back over to the bar.
Superstition is a Southwestern Gothic mystery audio drama about a private eye, a bartender, a cop, a missing girl, an old mystery, and one very spooky town in Arizona. I can remember gearing up for the release of this show and how excited I was. The premise alone had me totally hooked, and the killer logo. The music for the show sets the scene so well. With each episode, you're completely enveloped by the atmosphere, and the diverse cast do such a great job of portraying fascinating characters. And there's just something about Jack St. James and her attitude to everything that makes me just love her. This episode was co-written by Sarah Kolb and Alex C. Talander. The part of Monica is performed by Georgia McKenzie. The part of Jack St. James is performed by Kira Apple. Sound design was done by Hale and Wilmot Podcasts. Check out more of their great work at haleandwilmotpodcast.com. The Superstition theme song, Desert 3, was composed by Playing in Tongues. The Ostium theme song was composed by Chris Fletcher. For a link to a transcript of this episode, please check out the show notes. And please join us for a Discord chat session about this episode, Ostium Season 5, and whatever else we feel like talking about on March 21st at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can find a link to the Ostium Network Discord in the show notes. If you enjoy Ostium, you should check out some of our spin-off shows, including Manifestations and the Cersei Podcast. If you really enjoy Ostium and would like to support us, please go to ostiumpodcast.com/support, where you can make a one-time donation or help us out on Patreon, as well as get some cool rewards to all our Ostium Network shows for as little as $2 a month. All right, come back in 2 weeks for our next episode.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, everyone. Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.